There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle,
more money, and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS? We will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, get your selenium ready. Get your EMF detox ready. And run from the doctors. That's the first order of business here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Second hour this evening. Thank you all for being here. Streaming live through our syndicator, GCN, GCNlive.com, NaturalNewsRadio.com. If you ever miss a broadcast, podcast everywhere, all over the world. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, heard on UK Health Radio as well. I usually link it up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com as well. Super Don, is there any story that we could do this hour, or even like anything that could help make a doctor look good, a medical doctor, even one?
Not that I can think of, but not off the top of my head, no.
No, you're good, but you're not that good.
I could probably find something. But
no, I know, I'm teasing. But, I mean, seriously, this is an amazing story we got coming out of Consumer Reports. I used to read Consumer Reports. I don't know, as a kid. What kind of nerd was I reading Consumer Reports
as a
kid?
Listen, Consumer Reports, I mean, even now, but I remember being a kid, that was what your parents always used. If you wanted to buy anything, didn't matter what it was, Consumer Reports always did these ratings on everything you think of. Toasters, you know, microwaves, refrigerators, cars, you know.
Yeah, everything. It was always kind of cool to look and go, oh, I wonder if that's, you know, you sort of thought you got a non-biased perspective on this.
Right.
And, it's not a medical journal, but I tell you what they've done is they've actually outdone the medical journals on this. Perhaps maybe they've only referenced them, but the thing is the doctors aren't reading it. The doctors aren't paying attention. They could learn more from this Consumer Reports report than, I guess, anything that they're learning in medical school.
Right.
How long have we been saying that radiation causes cancer?
Yeah.
How long have they known that?
I don't know. Years?
A little while. A little bit. Ionizing radiation, x-rays, CAT scans, anything that uses radiation can contribute to your cellular decline and into the manifestation of cancer. Took Consumer Reports to bring this out, though. Headline reads, "The Surprising Dangers of CAT Scans and X-Rays. Patients are often exposed to cancer-causing radiation for little medical reason, according to a Consumer Reports investigation." Unless you think I'm making it up, they reported on this in the mainstream news. Was this another CBS report? Who did this report?
Yeah, CBS Morning News, which is hosted by Charlie Rose, Gail King, and Nora O'Donnell. They had the person from Consumer Reports on to talk about this. And it was rather eye-opening and interesting reporting going on there.
Well, all they had to do was listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. But oh well, here we go.
Only on CBS This Morning, a new warning about exposure to radiation from medical imaging. Consumer Reports investigated. It finds the number of CT scans grew from 3 million a year in 1980 to 80 million now. But up to one-third could be unnecessary.
Wow, did you hear that? And we've actually covered a story like that. 3 million in 1980 to over 80 million now.
80 million.
Now, 80 million.
Wow.
Is it a matter of, oh my gosh, how did we survive without CT scans, right? We need 80 million of them now. Or is it a profit center? Is it CYA medicine? Is it all of the above? It's astonishing. Now, the question is, normally in the mainstream media, they're not going to throw doctors under the bus. But you got to hear this next segment, because even the reporters that normally worship doctors are astonished by this.
Tricia Calvo is deputy content editor for the magazine. Tricia, good morning.
Good morning.
So why are there so many tests being performed?
Doctors often aren't aware of the risks of radiation, and they don't realize that CT scans can be linked to cancer. There have been some studies that show that up to half of doctors don't know that.
I know that.
Yeah. How do doctors not know that? That's just what the evidence has been showing, the research has been showing.
Evidence-based medicine, right? Evidence in this case shows that doctors don't know that radiation causes cancer. Either that or they don't care. And this is going to lead to a real big dilemma for you, you know, as we go through these audio clips. You got to hear this. This is just absolutely incredible. How long have we been saying it? Remember, I said get your selenium ready. Get your EMF detox homeopathic. Get your echo water ready. We know we can counter it with hydrogen as well, the molecular hydrogen that is released. But let's hear a little bit more. Do these ionizing radiation scans really cause cancer?
And we should be worried because CT scans can lead to cancer. Mm-hmm. The more you have, the more x-rays you have, the more CT scans you have, they all involve radiation. You know, there are probably 29,000 cancers in the future are predicted to be the result of CT scans alone, and that's about 2% of all future cancers and 15,000 cancer deaths.
Listen, I know that doctors are not stupid. You know what, I can say that, right? They're being dunderheads here. But come on, really? How much do you not know that this is the case? If some reporters at Consumers Union, Consumer Reports, figured this out, that there is peer-reviewed literature on the subject matter. And why? Why would you give a CT scan for someone who has a headache?
So what are some of the most overused tests? So you're saying essentially that what you found is that we're just ordering up too many of these.
Yeah, we're ordering up too many of them. And the tests, you know, for headaches, for example, people want to know what's causing their headaches. But oftentimes a CT scan isn't the right test. An MRI might be better, and that doesn't expose you to any radiation. For back pain, people often want CT scans or x-rays. But in most cases, you don't need them.
I tell you what, man, if you want to scan something, scan their rectum, because their head is in it. Their head is in it, and that's why they're having a headache. I mean, I'm talking about the doctors now. But the reality is, what do you want? You got a chronic headache? Headaches that keep coming back? Migraines? Coffee enemas. No ionizing radiation necessary, okay? Very rarely does that not take the headache right away because of you got portal vein congestion of the liver. You got circulatory blood pressure issues that can also be relieved from dehydration. Hydrate, and not with radioactive liquid. But could there be an economic conflict of interest or something else going on here? That's what I want to know.
Is there any suggestion that doctors do this because of the financial rewards?
There's some indication that some doctors have a financial incentive, either because they own the equipment or they do volume testing. But oftentimes, too, it's just that they're worried about being sued. They want to be overly cautious.
All right, CYA medicine. That's cover your aspirin medicine, the very aspirin that Nancy Schneiderman wants you to chew after shoveling snow. Mm-hmm. It's a dollar incentive. Also, you don't want to go to a place that's running their own CT scans because they have to pay for those units that cost a lot of money. But you don't want the CT scan unless it's very, very necessary. And in a headache case, not really. I mean, oh, is it a brain tumor? Right? A lot of times they say that, again, more CYA medicine, in my opinion, than the dollar incentive, although the centers that own these things, of course, they're only getting paid when they're running them. But are there other options if you're in pain? Or is your CT scan, that's it? What else can you do?
So I go to the doctor and he says, you need a CT scan. If I'm in pain, I will do anything that he tells me to do. So what should I say? What should I do?
The first thing you should say is why. And the second thing you should say is there another test that would give you the same information and wouldn't expose me to as much radiation? If you just you express your concern about radiation, then you can have a conversation with your doctor about it.
Or get a second opinion.
Bob Schieffer doesn't know that when you ask for a second opinion, especially if you have children, the state will take your kids.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Charlie Rose doing it.
Yeah, this is the thing. It's good, it's common sense to get a second opinion, but they have no earthly idea that if you have kids, let's say you took your kid in and you didn't want your kid to get a CT scan, and you said, you know, I think I want a second opinion. Who's on the phone to CPS? The doctor that said you should get a CT scan. The next thing you know, CPS is visiting you at home, taking your kids away, and they, the judge, automatically granting state custody of the child, because if they don't do it immediately, we've already learned here, thanks to medicalkidnap.com, that they don't get the federal funds they so desire. The profit motive to kidnap your children, tied into a story about ionizing radiation CAT scans and dunderheaded, dangerous doctors who don't even know that radiation causes cancer, or if they do, they've got their head so far up their rectum that they need a CT scan just to find them. What are their suggestions here? What can you do? Is this just about finding out if they're doing it right or wrong, or is there something else that is of interest? I'll hazard a guess that there'll be something more to find in this last segment.
So I go to the doctor and he says you need...
Oh, that was the last one. My apologies. Got to hit this.
The American College of Radiology says that in order to limit exposure to radiation, make sure the facility you use is accredited, meaning it has been inspected within the last 3 years. It's really important information, but it's just something hard to remember if you're going to the doctor. Oh, excuse me, nurse. By the way, have you been accredited in the last 3 years?
It is, but one thing that you can remember is you can ask them about the dose of radiation that they use in the test, and ask them to use the lowest possible dose.
That's the kicker at the end. Ask for the lowest possible dose. That is so fascinating that they came to that conclusion, not because it's about ionizing radiation, but because that is the concept of homeopathic medicine. The law of the minimal dose. Giving the least amount for the greatest effect or impact. The law of economy. The kung fu that you want when you're looking to do anything efficiently. The greatest gas mileage, per se. The lowest possible dose. When we talk about silver hydrosol, we talk about the smallest possible particle size to enhance the efficiency because of the surface area that is released in the area of water. And therefore, we never have to rise to the toxicity levels that they do in allopathic medicine, including the ionizing radiation scans. Should you need an X-ray, you know, choose digital, for instance, over the old plates and film, and you're also getting less. But even so, if we do that with our kids at the dentist occasionally, we will increase their selenium intake that day. We will increase their, EMF detox from King Bio, the homeopathic remedy. We'll also give them silver hydrosol, because the silver also is shown to counteract the effects of ionizing radiation on the cells of the body, and have them drink loads of Echo water. You don't know what that is? Go to robertswater.com, click the link, download the free ebook. It's also in Unlock the Power to Heal. When we come back, we have a measles update.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant, and it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, the place for health freedom and healing liberty. I'd be joking if I say, don't try this at home, we're professionals, right? You might hurt yourself and then we'd have to help you. But you know the thing I want you to try at home is freedom. Is confronting anybody who would imprison you in a medical mindset. From which many of you have woken up, which is why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. And you read Natural News. And, you know, you catch our podcast also at Epic Times. And, you know, Green Med Info, a lot of great new media sites that are bringing the news as it should be brought to you by legitimate news sources that are not legitimate. They are illegitimate at this point because they don't cover what we cover and what we uncover, in fact, whether it be medical kidnap or otherwise. And couldn't be more pointed in what I'm saying than the claims that you moms and dads out there who are not allowing doctors to inject toxic poisons into your little babies, like the measles, mumps, and rubella shot, are responsible for the so-called Disneyland outbreak, which couldn't be further from the truth at this point. Latest article from Sayer G., our good buddy from Green Med Info, who will be together with him in Naples, Florida, February 20th, 21st, and 22nd of the year 2015. Naples, Florida. If you're anywhere near there, you want to get down there. I mean, February. Heck, who doesn't want to be down in South Florida in February? That's going to be a weekend of health freedom. Jeffrey Smith is going to be there as well. But Sayer G., God love you, man. What you're doing is incredible. Headline, measles transmitted by the vaccinated. Government researchers confirm. This is huge news, and it is being ignored by the pharmaceutically conflicted mainstream, lamestream legacy media. Basically, Sayer is linking to actual studies that show previous outbreaks that were the result of fully vaccinated individuals shedding the virus and even infecting other fully vaccinated individuals with the measles, mumps, and rubella shot. Of course, they don't give you an option if you don't want all three. It's measles, mumps, and rubella or nothing. And I choose nothing. Not that I would choose just measles either, because as you've heard on this show, my son has had them. I knew somebody out. We wanted to get them done because that is real immunity. That is a reduction of the future incidence of chronic disease by allowing children to have their rites of passage. Did we reach out to that paleo cardiology guy yesterday? That was such a cool guy.
Yeah, Dr. Wolfson. Yeah. I'm trying to get a hold of him for sure.
I mean, every child has a right not to be assaulted by modern medicine in this way. But yet, again, smart people still vaccinate. It's not, like I said, I don't want to call them stupid, but they haven't dug to the depths that we have. They have a built-in bias. I would call it a handicap. And I know that upsets some of my doctor friends, but you are handicapped by your education, by your training, by your indoctrination. It doesn't mean you can't outgrow it. And when you do, we are here for you. Our hand is held out. We welcome you here to the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. We've got links. The hot links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including the greenmedinfo.com article on this measles outbreak caused by the people who are vaccinated. There's one titled Outbreak of Measles Among Persons with Prior Evidence of Immunity, New York City, 2011. And in this one was rather interesting because they acknowledged that the people who were shedding the virus from the vaccine itself, even with high IgG antibody counts, succumbed to the measles. They manifested the measles. Twice vaccinated individual from New York City measles outbreak was found to have transmitted measles to four of her contacts, two of them which had received two doses of the MMR vaccine and had prior, presumably protective measles IgG antibody results. You hear that? The MMR vaccine compliant are infecting other MMR vaccine compliant people. And of course, that could impact those who are not vaccinated too. The lunacy here is the simplified claim that merely having an antibody will protect you from a given disease for which you have the antibody. That is a lie. That is an outright lie. If anything, it can do, and I've acknowledged this over the past years, it can suppress the expression of the disease. In other words, it will manifest differently, more deeply, because you've suppressed it. You have now sent that disease deeper into the tissues to come up in a chronic, debilitating way internally that is much worse than the manifestation of measles that sheds out of your body for the purpose of excretion, to get you stronger and well and moving on to strengthen immunity as an adult. But we don't have that in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism Vaccine Division. But you'll get that information right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. When we come back, if you're hungry, we want to keep you healthy for the Stupid Bowl. I mean the Super Bowl. And we're going to try to do just that. If you want to call with your suggestions, 866-939-2355. Do it now. We'll be right back. Munch, munch, munch.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-315-8680. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Superbeta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Superbeta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-315-8680. That's 1-800-315-8680. Call 1-800-315-8680.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Get in my belly! Come on!
Okay. It's officially on. Time to overeat, overdrink, and have a lot of problems. We got the, you know, the post-Super Bowl flu will be upon us because people are going to overindulge. They'll eat too much pizza, drink too much beer, or whatever other snackages that are loaded with GMO corn syrup, soybean oil. Everything that's in a McDonald's French fry that you don't want, except the potato, which is like one of 19 ingredients. How long has it been, Don, since you watched one of those games and you were really into it?
Oh, well, gosh, you mean the Super Bowl? I mean,
yeah. What game do you think I was playing? The ionizing radiation game? Come on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. I was into the doctors. I'm not. No.
Right.
It's been a while. Honestly, yeah. I mean, I followed the San Francisco 49ers for a long time, but this was years ago. I mean, we're talking about the dynasty back in the 80s. You know, ever since then, you know, I watch it for the funny commercials and get, you know, mildly interested in the game. So it's been quite a few years.
Yeah, and the same for me. I mean, I remember, I guess, growing up as a kid into sports. My son is not into them the way I was. It was because my dad was, right? You tend to do what your dad was. And my father grew up in Brooklyn, New York, big New York Yankees fan, you know, football. And I was growing up in South Florida when the Miami Dolphins were, like, the big thing in football. You know, they had the 17-0 perfect season under Don Shula. Mm-hmm. And I married a woman who could care less. Could care flipping less about football. It's so annoying, right? And the thing is, I don't really care about it, but you know what? I'll be honest. If I'm just, you know, we spend a lot of mental energy prepping for this show. I'm in my egghead a lot, consulting with doctors, helping them out and people that need help. And sometimes I want to unplug. And one of the greatest ways to unplug for me, I'm not just saying for everybody, for me, is that, you know, on a Sunday afternoon, you might turn on the game, and it's like, I'm not really care about it so much as it's like, wow, I can turn my brain off for a little while.
Sure.
And if that's bad or if that's wrong, okay, I got a fault here. I admit it. I'm human in that regard. But, you know, that's just one of those ways you learn as a kid. Now, if you were never into it, you'd be like, well, why are you watching the game, Dad? Well, I did it because my dad did. And I'm not that into it, so my son is like, no, he's got other things to do. So,
but you know, at some time, and I'm the same way. Whether we're talking about football, I happen to be a big fan of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you can turn on a game, and it may not be a game, two teams that you're particularly interested in, one beating the other, but mm-hmm. you can kind of just have it on in the background, just kind of check it out, and mm-hmm. and you know, just have it going, just because it's, you know, it's background noise, it's entertaining.
Is Jenny giving you a funny look right now?
Oh, you know, Jenny's not here right now, so I can talk all kinds of sports and football.
Okay, all right, let's do sports.
Manly stuff, yeah.
No honeys allowed. Okay. No, but there are some honeys that are into it. Don't get me wrong. I mean, and of course, basketball. You know, I appreciate the excellence in any endeavor. That I can appreciate.
Right.
In basketball, speaking of basketball, I want to find out from any of my Atlanta buddies, what the heck is going on with the Atlanta Hawks? Because they're like, you know, they're not undefeated, but they're like, they think they're the Boston Celtics of the 1980s or 90s or whenever it was. They're just winning. There's no Dominique Wilkins there even. But
sure.
I don't know. Anyway, eating. What were we going to talk about? I know we got sidetracked. We never get sidetracked, Superdome. We never. Football, Super Bowl, eating. Please do not eat GMO corn chips this Super Bowl Sunday. I know you put out on the social networks, you know, if anybody had suggestions for something healthier to eat, if you're going to do something like that.
Yeah, well, I did this in response to an article up on ABC News talking about how Super Bowl parties hike the calorie counts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, it goes on to say, it says, you know, forget the New England Patriots Deflategate, which you've actually made reference to a couple of times over the last week or so about, you know, deflating the balls and stuff.
Right. I just want to fill them all with helium and watch them float away and let's see how high they can jump. What's your vertical leap?
Yeah.
What's the quarterback Tom Brady? See how high you can jump and get that ball.
Exactly. So what they're saying here in this article is that these diet experts are saying that the Super Bowl story is more about Inflategate.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the anticipated eating frenzy that takes place at these Super Bowl parties and stuff. So mm-hmm. I actually put out there on the Facebook and mm-hmm. asked people, you know, hey, this coming Super Bowl, you know, Sunday, what kind of healthy snacks are you going to have for the game, mm-hmm. you know, that would be different than maybe what the typical Super Bowl party fare might be in the average household?
Right, right. Now, I'm just going back in time, you know, before the age of RSV enlightenment, we would order like Domino's. You know, everybody did that. And back in those days when I could really eat, I could eat a whole one of those things. It was horrible, looking back. No wonder why I had such horrible GI health.
These days it would be like the Little Caesars Hot and Ready for $5.
Oh, man. Now, if we had the, what is that, Pizza Fusion, which is like they have a few chain, it's like a chain of organic pizza places. That's kind of cool to indulge once in a while, have fun like that, or make something at home.
Right.
But maybe you've got some ideas for some good stuff to eat. I reached out to Leanna Werner Gray because I knew she'd have some Earth Diet snacks,
let's be honest. Yeah. I reached out to Leanna Werner Gray,
okay,
and I did not realize that she was in Australia. So I'm texting her, And it's like 4 in the morning, and I didn't realize that she...
Way to wake her up,
hey,
right?
Hey, you think you can come on the show? And I'm like, oh, whoops, sorry.
Actually, I got her when she was up. It was already tomorrow. I was going to get her on to talk about the future, but she's flying somewhere, so she couldn't do it. But anyway, it was kind of cute because the Earth diet has really delicious, good snacks. So I'm thinking, you know, if it doesn't have 19 ingredients in it, that's a good start, right?
Like a McDonald's French fry, you mean?
Right. Go back and listen if you're not sure about that. Thanks, Grant Imahara of Myth. I think he was fired from Mythbusters for that, wasn't he?
He quit. He quit. He left.
He quit.
Yeah. Moved on to
did not know
things.
That. Yeah. No, because McDonald's came a call, and that explains it.
That's
right. Not going to last long, Grant. That was not a good move. All right. So we got some other snack selections. I don't know. This is coming from Sarah Stanley. You from the Stanley family?
Yeah. I don't know whether is that. I don't think that's Sarah. No, that's a different Sarah Stanley, I believe, yes.
Okay, because she made a suggestion for almond cacao truffles.
Truffles. I love
she's
truffles.
Not gonna, but she says she's not going to watch the Super Bowl, which is okay, as long as you feed us.
Yes.
I don't know
this
if
is
I'm
actually,
either, but,
actually yeah. interesting. Sarah mm-hmm. Stanley has her own website, apparently, Sarah Stanley Inspired, and she's got recipes on there, and this happens to be one of them.
So she created for Whole Foods Market a one cup of raw organic arm. Oh, nice. All right.
How
that
cool
sounds
is
delicious.
That?
Yeah, do we have any other thoughts here?
Elizabeth
Pearl, she says she's going to do fresh-caught South Texas Gulf shrimp.
Mm.
We hope that it is lacking in the one ingredient we don't want you to have, and that would be that stuff they sprayed all over the Gulf.
Right.
I don't mean
what
to bring you
that?
Down. I just want to be sure
no.
It's clean, right?
It's been a while. Maybe that's, you know, maybe that's...
You know who I'd watch the game with? I would watch the game with Coast Guard Corey any day of the week.
I know. And, of course, he has to come up with something because we're talking about the Super Bowl, right?
Right.
So what is his suggestion?
Soup in a bowl.
Oh, thank you, Coast Guard Corey.
You know, we had soup in a bowl tonight. No, yeah, we did. Soup in a bowl. My honey made us the Jewish penicillin chicken soup. Yeah, my son and my daughter both woke up a little bit. My daughter was feverish for 12 hours, and she was done. That was her flu, if you can call it that. My son had some GI moving on through. I have some suspicions that he might have eaten something. And that was it, and they're all good to go again. So that's how it hits
and
the Bell family.
I also had a suggestion here from Michelle Schneider.
Yeah.
And here's what her suggestion is. She suggests fresh fruit and apple chips and a dip made from Daiya cream cheese, unsweetened coconut milk, yogurt, vanilla, lemon juice, and grapefruit, and lime essential oils.
That just sounds rather interesting.
It does sound interesting. And she also threw in there, plus, paleo peppermint brownies.
I don't know what those are.
I have no idea what's in a paleo peppermint brownie, but I'm intrigued.
And Nancy Schneiderman called us and said that she wants us to eat snow. An aspirin.
She won an aspirin.
Yeah. And you know, I reached out to my buddy, the people's chemist, Shane Ellison, and he just says, stop eating so effing much. That was his. He's got that line. He put out a 2-minute video of, you know, people are trying to figure out this diet and that diet and this diet. And at the end, it says, stop eating so effing much. You know, he just gets to the point.
All right. So let me ask you, Robert, back in the day when you used to watch the Super Bowl.
Yep.
For you know, reasons outside of just watching the commercials like I do now.
Right.
What was it back then that you used to eat at a Super Bowl party?
You know, like I said, it was pizza, it was chips and dip. I mean, that's what I remember.
You know what my weakness has always been when it comes to that kind of food? Love hot wings.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I love hot wings. Hot wings. With blue cheese or ranch. Oh,
right.
Lord.
You know what? If we go to Atlanta, we get a trip, we need to reach out to maybe our friends at the Cannabis Cup if they ever go to Atlanta. Because we'll go to R. Thomas. Mm-hmm. And for all my Atlanta friends, you know what I'm talking about. If you like hot chicken wings, organic chicken, incredible. The wings there.
Really?
Yeah. No guilt when there. So, yeah, we go to Atlanta and watch the food. Yeah.
What you're saying is I could have a Super Bowl party and I could eat some awesome hot wings and not worry about getting being put on detention by Robert Scott Bell.
When do I put you on detention?
No demerits for me.
All I do is I give you a little grief because you won't do coffee the way I think you should do coffee. But that's it. That's all the grief you get from me.
Okay. But you're telling me, I mean, you can actually sit down and have some really good guilt-free hot wings with maybe a good... you know, buffalo sauce and something to dip it in and just have a great time and not worry about what it is that you're ingesting.
Well, like I said, what we're pleading with you to do is eat non-GMO organic.
Here's what I want to
decide to do.
For everybody listening right now, if you have got an awesome organic non-GMO guilt-free hot wing recipe, send it to me, please.
Yeah.
Get it to me before the Super Bowl weekend. I would be eternally grateful.
All right. And for those of you who are married, ask your wife to just serve you and like 20 of your best friends that want to come over to drink and just eat to excess and see what she says. Just report back to us on that, too. I'm curious.
Okay.
Because the next story, the last story of the day, it kind of lends itself to that, I think.
Okay, yes. Not the happiest married couple in the story coming up.
No, but when we come back, this is really to, you know, give you good tips for good relationships. This is what not to do if you want your relationship to last a really long time.
Just in time for Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, yes, exactly. Read my mind, Super Don. Well done, my friend. All right, RobertScottBell.com, rocking the health world like nowhere else in broadcast media. Check it out. We'll be back to wrap it up. Listen up.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's killing you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. filtration. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Hey, thank you to Glenn Stewart, Gulf War veteran Glenn Stewart, suffering from Gulf War illness. Go back and listen to the interview later on the podcast version of the Robert Scott Bell Show. My gosh, these troops are they've suffered enough. They've suffered beyond enough. And all of the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com if you want to lend a hand. And as I said, you know, you want to support the troops, bring them home and then detoxify them and then nourish them. Do the things we know to do here. And all of our wonderful guests that we highlight in Spotlight, from Dr. Batar to Doc Newsom to Ty Bollinger to Dr. Frank King and more. Lots of good folks know what to do. Unfortunately, the VA system is just spitting them out, chewing them up, spitting them out. Don't like that at all. All right, just in time for Valentine's Day, pre-Super Bowl. Here's what not to do. It's one of those guides of don't do what this guy does. You know, if you think about relationship advice. We just had, you know, Glenda Quinto talking about a relationship self-help book. That would be much more advisable than what we're learning from a story.
And we just talked yesterday about the San Francisco Zoo allowing you to adopt a cockroach or a scorpion in the name of some, you know, your ex.
Yeah, we're definitely giving people good heads ups as far as, you know, what not to do in regards to relationships and you know, taking care of your significant other. Something along those lines. So this story, I don't know who covered it, but oh my gosh, where did that come from? Somebody was warning me on that one.
Ah, yeah.
Gee, shake me up. I'm ready to do 2 more hours now, Super Don. That's all. I'm back. I was just mellowing out for the finale here, and good Lord, what happened?
Now anyway, you're ready for this story.
You know what it was? That audio popped up from that website on this story. All right, you live in a house with your wife. It's yours, it's there, it's hers, it's not yours, it's hers. What are you going to decide to do with it? Let's find out right now. Or maybe not. I'm telling you, I was shook up by that. I must be shook up by this story so badly. Okay. I am so sorry. It's so embarrassing. So embarrassing. This wasn't me in this audio clip, I promise you.
This is one way to let your wife know something. A man in New York State rented a bulldozer and demolished his wife's house without letting his wife know. His wife says all of her belongings were inside the home at the time, and she was shocked to come home to rubble.
What? This is just not starting out very, very well. You rented a bulldozer, you demolished your house, or her house, we're going to find out. Did your wife know? I'm not sure. Let's find out. This is the communication's got to improve here.
I came around the corner, and I just seen my neighbor's house, and I didn't see my house.
The man's wife, Diane Andrushak, is the legal owner of the home. If that wasn't weird enough, the man with the plan and the bulldozer, James Ryan, was surprisingly chill about the whole situation, giving two local TV stations interviews while sitting in his truck.
Okay. I don't know. If I'm bulldozing the house and my wife didn't know, I'm not going to be very chill about it. I'm probably going to be running for the hills. What have I done? Right?
He was chill. He definitely was chill. I mean, you will not believe what he had to say here.
But why not wait and let her get her things out?
I tried calling her. She didn't answer the phone.
She only got one day's notice?
How many days should I give her?
What? She only had one day's notice? His question, how many days was I supposed to give her?
Let's see now. This is our house. All of her stuff is still in the home. I tried calling her. She didn't answer the phone. What else am I supposed to do?
I'm about to demolish the house. Maybe you want to get your stuff out. How much time do you need? Maybe you should check with your wife and find out how much time you need before you jump into that.
Gosh.
I don't know what to make of it.
Listen to the news reporters, what they have to say about this story.
You better do something big on Valentine's Day.
If she wanted.
I remember what happened to me when I put the dishes in the wrong cupboard. This guy, my friend, you are in for a dry spell.
Oh, man, that's the understatement of
you
the year.
Think?
Right.
Listen,
so,
I'll tell you what. If I bulldoze over my wife's house with all of her stuff in it, I don't think I'm looking at a dry spell. I think I'm probably looking at a divorce.
Not looking good for the future of that relationship, I tell you what. Wow. Okay, so now the football party doesn't sound so bad, right? You see how we play that?
Yeah.
Honey, at least I didn't...
You don't want your wife nagging you about the Super Bowl party, just bulldoze her house down. I'm sure she'll leave you alone for the Super Bowl.
No, that's not what I meant. It's just like you say, honey, at least I didn't do what that guy did. All I want is a Super Bowl party.
I'm the good guy.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow with Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger and lots of other surprises, including acne, a story about acne, a great new book, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.